Hi, this is Alberto from Family First.
Yeah, hi Alberto. This is your claim service coordinator calling from Keystone First regarding Mr. Patrick to handle it.
Hello, good morning. How
good
are you?
morning. I was just calling for an update.
Yeah, then give me a moment. Let me have access to the information. After we spoke, I sent the information to upper management. Give me a second to see what they say, okay?
Okay.
For waiting
yeah.
on the line. Okay, I'm looking here at the notes, and I see that a representative from upper management yesterday tried to get in contact with Holly from PTA just to get the confirmation on their end that we can accept Devin to provide the services. We are expecting a call back from PTA just to take and confirm on their end too that Devin can start providing services.
Yeah, they're not going to give you information. They're not allowed to by law. They won't even give me information. They're not allowed to share any information.
Just, that's what I see here, that we just need the confirmation from them that it's okay for Devin to provide services to the member.
So Holly is no longer over the case. They escalated it, the upper management.
Okay.
So you're not going to get a phone call back from Holly.
Okay. Give me a moment. Mm-hmm. Okay, give me a moment. I'm going to notify upper management here that what just happened regarding the case on their end in PCA because, yeah, I see here that we were expecting a call back just to be able to accept Devin to provide the services. So let me send this and wait for their response, okay?
Okay, because I'm due to go out to see Miss Kim today. She can't not having a caregiver, so we have to do something.
Okay, I'm going to send this as urgent, and I'm going to try to get in contact with upper management again after we finish the call to see how we can follow up on the member services. Okay, Joanne.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye bye.